To be holding Rashi, the Chafam Beis, the Remesel Shein Adam Zeichra. Shein Adam Armor Zchara Ni Shalhoyakan Tail. So they don't remember when there wasn't the tail there. So Biyomai Nasa Tail Zekan. And I remember sometime during my lifetime when the tail came into being. Okay. Then the Mora said, Ilo motzu, alilo ba'alma motzo. They found an excuse. Chacham motzu chachamim. V'chziku bo. And they used that. Litlus aleh, well, the tyrus hurts itself. There's another parak pastor. Alma, misveik, alo masakinan, masakinan tuma be'karko shal eretz yisrael. We try to find excuses not to be gerzer dinei tuma in Eretz Yisrael. So what, how can you say over here the Misveika, your Machzik Tumah? So more says that the Derech is Derech is some of the basic quarters. The more says that I understand because sometimes Banish Moshes the time Banish Moshes Shal Erev Shabbos Vein Shos Leilach Ad Basic Quarters that they're going there to the basic quarters the late Arab Shabbos, and it got too close to Shabbos. They said, let's bury here. We can't make it all the way to the basic quarters. Somebody said, what? Mamukish Shkin, Sheburayim Leiflim, Ashachetun Hassan, that due to the illness, but the Shkin, so parts of the body come off, or they have to cut them off. Every minute of Chai is Batamak, every minute of Mace, can mean Rabbi Reutzeb. Every minchay which has gidim atzamas and basar kazayas and basar has a din of tuma like every minchay mace. So the resmuchel ear and the women would bury their nefalim there and the mukeshim would bury their vorim there. Shemamim amidiktali le'el ezehi yeshana. So the Morris says, okay, why are we bringing all of this? So Kiss is said, because we see for a mayor, tali le'el ezehi yeshana shishim shana. The mayor says, the 60 years is considered old. At the time of Mishum Dolod the Chiri law, who, and the issue is that people don't remember after 60 years. So therefore, I sedusa, a person has an atis, it's been 60 years, so we have to be afraid that he doesn't remember, and if he has no documentation, and he says it. We have to assume that he's saying it correctly. If he has documentation, we have to be afraid that he's remembering it not from his mind, but from the documentation. So we're saying that's not true. Abul Hacha Shasu Eid Bedover Afilu Tuma Nami Samchina Asiduse Imase. You can rely on him even beyond sixty. So the Mishnah. Zeh Omer Ksav Yadi, Zeh Ksav Yadi Shechaveri. So he's made it. I recognize my signature. I recognize the signature of the other person. Zeh Omer Ksav Yadi, Zeh Ksav Yadi Shechaveri. Real in the money. So that's a valid kiyum. We have a Mekai in both stories, both signatures. By each aid being made on both himself and the other person. Let's say ze omer ze ksav yodi ze omer ze ksav yodi. So each is only made on their signature. So you only have one aid in each signature. So Rebbe says that we need to get another second aid. We get one another aid who recognizes both of the signature of the signatures. So now you have two aids. The one who signed plus a second person on his signature, and the one who signed, the second person on his signature. Chum say that we do not need a second aid. So Rashi Eir Elamonim Dika Trei Sadi Demasadi Akol Ksav Ksav. So the case for each one's made on both, some were good. Let's say there's only one aid, each one's only made about their their signature. Sichem Sarfi Mamacha, Rebbe says, Sheyakir, Aksav Yidei Shneyem. That this this third person recognizes both signatures. The Trey Sadi Binan, I'll call Aksav, Aksav. We need two Adam in each Sav. The time of Farash Begamar. Something more, Kisha Timsul Oymar, I mean, you, if you think about it, you come to what you can say, you'll realize the Divrei Rebbe, Aksav Yadam Hei Me'idim, Divrei Chachamim Almona Shebeshtar Hei Me'idim. The Pshat Lechamim, the reason why only each person being made on their signature is sufficient, because what they're really saying is that the Shtar is true. That I signed in the Shtar, and therefore what it says in the Shtar is true. So we have two Adim saying the Shtar is true. That's our Kiyum. They're both being made that the statement about the star, let's, the more example is that, there's, that he owes him a money, he owes him 100 zoos. So they're being made that statement is true. But that's what they're saying by saying we saw that I recognize my signature. Saying I have no recollection signing this thing. I don't, but I recognize my signature. That's not what they're saying. They're saying I signed on this document. So being made on the money shebe shtar. Okay. Where says pshita? According to the Chacham. Versus Pshita, that's pretty obvious that that's the Macholikas. That's why the Chum holds, you don't need to aid him in each signature. And Rebbe, who says that you do need to aid him in each signature, is clearly understanding they're not being made about what the contents of the document. What they're really being made about is the signature. So you can only, obviously you can't be Mekayim with one aid on the signature. Versus, so what's the Chiddush of what that we just said? So my answer is, Manotem, I could have thought that L'Rebbe is Suki Mesafkele Yal Ksav Yodim Hemi Edim Oyal Mona Shebashtar Hemi Edim, that the Rebbe wasn't saying definitively that they're only being made in the signature, and that's why you need a second aid. He's saying he's not sure, therefore Mesafik, you need a second aid. So what's the Nafkamina? Why is it important? And either way, you still need two. Rebbe holds you need two, and the Chum holds you need one for each. Where it says no, the Nafkamina is the following case. So the Gemara is going to make an assumption over here that Edus, when you need two Edim, the Edus has to be divided equally between the two parties. So, what about the following scenario? Hechad the mischad minayu. When one of the two Adam died, Sin walks Reuven. Reuven and Shimon sign. Reuven says, "Listen, this is my signature. This is Shimon's signature. Shimon's no longer alive." So now Reuven be made in Shimon's signature. That's no question. That's a part. That's an Adus. So he's only 1/8. So we need a second eight. So now we have Reuben being made in his signature, and Reuben and Beryl being made on Shimon's signature. Right? So sounds good. Mor says no. If you hold that each one's being made on Ksav Yadam, so Reuben being made in his signature, we need Beryl to be made in Reuben's signature also. So Reuben's being made in his signature and on Shimon's signature. And Beryl's been made on Reuven's signature and Shimon's signature. That's fine. But let's say you hold Amon Hashem Ashtar Hemidim. So Reuven's been made that the Shtar is true. So he counts, we don't need Beryl on his signature. Then on Shimon's signature, we need two Adam, Reuven and Beryl. It comes out really that Reuven is doing 3/4 of the work. He's been made on his signature alone and been made on Shimon's signature together with somebody else. So it's not a balanced Adus. You need two Adam to be made on Shimon's signature. Deem Cain, because if you just rely on Reuven, we're taking minus a quarter, which means 3/4. One minus a quarter is 3/4. You're taking 3/4 of the money on one aid's mouth. So if Rebbe's Mesupik, how? If you hold Monashe B'Shtar Hem Edim,
yes.
So Reuben can be made his signature without any other edus. So Reuben does his signature, which is half of the total edus, all by himself. Then Shimon's signature, Reuben is made together with Beryl. So Reuben's doing half of that, and Beryl's doing half of that. So out of the total edus, Reuben's doing three quarters. All of his, plus half of Shimon's. Yeah, make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. But, which is not acceptable. So if Rebbe is masupik, whether you say Amana Shabashtar Hem Edim, or Al Ksayyaram Hem Edim, so B'Hakalukumra, in the case of the Mishnah, each and only made on himself, we need another Edis from the Shuk Lukumra. And the case I just gave you, we would not accept that. We have to get two Edim from the Shuk on Shimon's signature. That's what I would have thought to say. Kamash Malon, the Rebbe Mipshab Chitale, Bein Lukula, Bein Lukumra. When Rebbe says that you need a second aid, it's not because he's misopic, but rather Rebbe is saying that all the person is being made is on is his the fact that he signed. So in the scenario which you just gave, Reuben cannot be made at his signature by himself. So Reuben has to be made at his signature together with Beryl. And then Reuben and Beryl are made in Shimon's signature, so they're both, each one's doing half of the work. According to Rebbe. So we will allow Reuven to be made on Shimon's signature together with Beryl. Domer of Yehuda Merav, Shnai Mechasum al Ashtar o Meis, Echel Mehen, Shikim Shnai Menashuk Lohoyed Olov, Mezur Rebbe Lekula Rebbanan Lechumra. So according to Rabbanan, we need two other Edim to be made on the second signature, Shimon's signature. But Rebbe is the cooler. Rebbe would say that that's not true. You do not need two other Edim to be made on Shimon's signature. Reuben can be one of the Edim on Shimon's signature. Okay. The more Vileka Trey Alechad Mai. But let's say there aren't two other Edim. So the Malva comes on the shirt. Listen, Reuben is willing to make it at his signature and Shimon's signature. Beryl recognizes Reuben's signature and Shimon's signature. I don't have Shmerel to make it on Shimon's signature. So now what's supposed to happen? What should I do?
Who's being made in Shimon's signature?
No, but Shimon's signature, we need two Edim. The question, can be Reuben be one of those two Edim? Or do we have to get two other Edim? Beryl and Shmerel. So the Mor says, okay, we don't have Shmerel. We only have Reuben willing to make his and Shimon's signature, and Beryl being willing to make a Reuben and Shimon's signature. But so the brothers say that the Rebbe says, no problem, I'm good. Come and say, no, we can't do this. Because when Reuben's made his signature, even if Beryl says it's made with him, we ignore Beryl because we don't need Beryl because Reuben's being made on the Manasseh B'Shtar. On Shimon's signature, Reuben and Beryl be made together. So it's three quarters of the edus. So Mor says, what are you going to do? So what should you do? Amar Baya, you do the following. Litzuf chasimus yodei achaspa. V'shadalei bebedina. Reuben should write a signature and present it to the Chachamim. The Chachamim will then be validate Reuben's signature based on the din of Dimyon Chasimus. So Reuben's not being made on his signature at all. The Chomer comparing his signature to the written signature. And Umatzik Lebedina. Well, Tzarech Iyu Leisudei Achasimus Yodei. He doesn't have to be made on his signature because Bezin compares the two signatures. Vozel Iyu Vahayu Ma'asadia Idoch. And then he and Beryl will be made on Shimon's signature. Now, so the Gemara, Abai says in that situation, you should put a chaspa. A chaspa means a shard of pottery. So it's an interesting thing to write on. We're going to say, why did you cop on that? With Afka chaspa, Amagilta, but on a piece of cloth, which is what you normally expect a person to write on. Lo, don't do that. We're afraid that, you know, so we have now Reuven's signature signed on a piece of paper. Right? So somebody who's unscrupulous, Inishlamali, will find it. And he will write above I, the undersigned, Yanko, $1,000. And the Tanano Hutilov Xavyod Shukhaivlo government chasim and echaron. If the Malva brings out a IOU of the loiva, you cannot collect from the chasim shubadim because there's no tuedim, and therefore the loichim cannot protect himself against this shibud. So it's not fair to the loichim. So you cannot collect from the chasim shabbatim, but anything that the person has b'nei charim, which he has, any property which he has, extant by him, the malva can collect from. So why not a chas? So what is a chas b'salva? How does chas b'salva the problem? Because that's only on something which cannot be something which cannot be forged, because any tampering will be noticeable. So in a klav, in general, that was true. So therefore, if I see a klav, all this says, and it says at the bottom, you know, the signature, I believe have to believe it's true. Chas was something which you could, was tamperable. You could tamper with it and not notice. It wasn't tamper-proof. So I say, I see a chas, but I see a signature, and I see it says something above. It says, I'm not going to believe it. I don't know. Maybe what was written there was, I owe you a dollar, and now the guy erased it and put $1,000, because you can't tell if it was erased or not. So therefore, it's not accepted in Bezdin as proof to anything. So then you're safe if you write on a chasp. Okay. Amar Yehuda Mishmol, Lachak Kedivri Chachamim, that we hold that Amon Hashem Shtar Hem Edim, and therefore in the case of the Mishnah, each person can be made on his signature independently. Versus Pshita, Yachim Ram Malacha Kirabim. So what's the Kiddush of Rehudim or Shmuel? Morayat Zemana Tema, Halacha Kirabim Mechaber. We have a rule in Shas that whenever Rebbe argues with one of his contemporaries, his Chaveroi, we pass on like Rebbe. I would think that maybe I could have thought mistakenly a Filim Mechaberah, that this rule that we have in Shas, that we give Rebbe the Psak Halacha, even if he's arguing against Chaverov, Kamash Malon, that we don't say that. If you might as well look, what was the Havamina? Zekrashi. Because the Timsel Armor did the Dibri Rebbe, Banam Rashi and Chalfa Mabez. Kishatam of the Sef Devorov, if you go through to where you get to the final thought process of what he's saying, Kesavar, Al Ksavyodim Him Boyim Lahoyit, Kishmakayim Mishabab Bezin, they're being mayed Al Ksavyodim. Okay, the Fichot Sarach Shnayim Al Koksav Ksav, therefore we need to aid him at each signature. Tosfos says over here, let's say, what if they walk and say, I'm telling you what it says in the document is true. So what would Rebbe say in that situation? Would he say that in that situation they're being made on the Ksav Yadam, they're being made on Moshe Bashtar? So Tosfos says, Rebbe holds they're being made on Ksav Yadam. So in the case before, which we had on Daf Chof, They didn't have a valid halachic shtar. They had zikron devorim. They had a zikron devorim. They had written down for themselves, you know, something as a reminder. But over here we have a shtar. The halacha is a shtar. Chazum shtar is not the commission echad dusim bebezdin. So really, midaraisa, when they signed on the shtar, that's the moment of edus. So the kimishik shuvin chosam mazgan means they can't be made a second time. Period. It doesn't mean, you know, we assume Kimon Shekhar Shemun Chazak Magen means you can't be made different than what you said, or you can't add what you said before. The answer is you can't make it a second time, period, Rebbe says. So you already testified by signing on the shtar. Elamai, we created Din Rabbanan. We want to know, we're sure that you taka signed. Did you really sign? Okay, yeah, you tell. So you're not being made a Moneshe B'shtar. You're not retelling us the story of what it says. You already told us what it says. We just need to know if you signed. Once you know that you signed, this will be what's going to tell us the story, not you. So Rabbi says, even if you tell me, I'm telling you what it said is true, I said, wait, what was that? All we want to know is, did you sign or not? Because if you did, you can't tell us the story again.
Okay, but Basin could also say, well, look, don't tell us about whether this is your signature. Why don't you tell us about whether this is true?
Well, then theoretically, you would end up with the crazy situation, which theoretically, if they weren't, we want them to be Mekayim the Shtar because we want to have the strength of a Shtar. So we're stuck with this. If we say that, we're almost saying, this will be a Melval Peh. Well, it's not really Melval Peh because once it's true. So we're going to play the role of like putting together 80 years different places. And that's not our job. Our job right now is to validate that this is a valid Shtar, and therefore there's a Melval Shtar, which can collect from the Chos Meshubadim. There was a Shtar. How do we know there was a Shtar? Because you said that the signatures are valid. That's what Rebbe says. Even if you're made a Moneshe B'shtar, we said, no. The Chiddush is the Chachamim. The Tosfos says that the Chachamim is the opposite. Even if they're saying, all of me made is on my Ksav Yad. They're still being made on the Moneshe B'shtar. Tosfos says, how do I know? Because the Mor says, what do you do in the scenario where there's only one aid, other aid? So we have a problem of the Chiv Ribbon de Mamayna, Puma de Chad Sahad. Like, what's the problem? Let Ruben walk and say, listen, I'm not being made in Moneshe B'shtar, I'm just telling you, but this is my signature. Now, Ruben will be made in both signatures, and Beryl will be made in both signatures. So what's the problem? Why do we have to write a Chaspam and Dimichasim? Like, what's the problem? Elamai, you say, even if Ruben walks and says, listen, all I'm telling you is, I signed, and this is my signature. I'm not telling you what it says in the shtar. Chum say, you done it up that he's been made a Moneshe B'shtar. Yeah. So advice to Chayis that the Chachamim's understanding of the Tekana D'Rabbanan that you require kiyum means that this document does not have a status of a document at all until you're mekayim it. So you don't have a problem. Kimon Shekhar Shemun Chazak Magid, you never were made yet. So it means what you're doing is you're walking in and now you're being made. Now you're bringing the Eidus to Bezdin. So that's what's happening. When you're saying you're signing, what you're saying is I'm now bringing my Eidus to Bezdin. So then Tosfos says we're forced to say what you're saying is here's the Eidus. So here's the Eidus, not the fact that you signed. So this might theoretically play out, these two tzedim, when you go back to the sugya before, Tosfos brought up this discussion of Moneshe B'shtar Kostas Ein Tzarich L'Kaimo or Tzarich L'Kaimo. Right? Tosfos says, that we only require Kiyum when the Malva says it's Mezuyev. By other times, so if the Tekana was that this is nothing until we validate it, so then if you don't say Mezuyev, it means there's no Eidus here yet, and now you're presenting the Eidus. So then I understand. So then Moshe Shkosoy, the guy says, yeah, but I paid it. He can say paid it, because there's no Shtar meanwhile. Oh, you're saying it's a Shtar? Oh, so you're creating that Eidus. It's a Pesha also. Right, so of course you would need Tzarich L'Kaimo. If I'm not sure in Tzarich L'Kaimo, what you're saying is no. Really, this is a valid document. You have a schus to say Mizuyev Kenega, but you didn't say Mizuyev. You said Perua. You said Perua. So there's a document here, so you can't say Perua Kenega to start. So there's no Peshos, Tosfos says. So the Chora, that should be totally in how we're understanding right now. Which the Chorim Mutcher that the Rebbe and the Chachamim putting that back into that sugya before. Okay, let's see Rashi Vayter. The Dibur Chachamim, Amonah Shem Shtar Hem Edim. Anachdu Re'inu Hamilva, we saw the loan, and we signed. Hilchah betray Sagi. So each one's we made that the story told the document is true. So what's the chiddush? The Rebbe Masukim Misafkele Yel Ksav Yodin Onanis Kokam Shidu. Do we need them to be made under Ksav Yad? Almana Shabashtar Mishum Shema Al Ksav Yodim Hemidim. And the reason why Rebbe required two, because on the possibility that really what they're being made is on Ksav Yodim, Masik Trelechol Ksav Uksav. But a Mishat Mi Aloy Pshitele, the Rebbe is not confident that that's true. And why is that important? So now, according to what we're saying, if you have two people sign, one of them died. We need two other people to be made on the second signature, the signature of the deceased aide. We can't have the surviving aid be made on his ksav and also the ksav of the aid who was nifter. And then bring a second person in who will be made about both of them. Because even if they made on both of them, it's not going to work. The Dilma, Amonash Bashar Hemi'idim. If you hold Amonash Bashar Hemi'idim, therefore, Meskiyar Mezek Sav Yodi, the Memoina Pume. Once he says it's my Ksav Yads, that's all we need. We don't need anybody else to be made in his Ksav Yad. That half of the Eidus is done. Vizesha made Imael Kisimos, Sulay Malabule Murit, then in Sarakla. We don't need the second person being made in his signature. And Mechiyar Mitzarif Im Ahu Minashuk, Ohel Al Kisimus Ameis. Now, when he, together with the second person, is made on the second signature, Nofik River the Memoina Apume, in that second half, Hodr Nofik River the Memoina Apume. So we add now, when he's made on Chasimus Ameis, he's doing of the remaining half of the Eidus. He's doing a half. He's doing a quarter of the total Eidus of the, now, and another person doing a quarter. So the whole thing minus a quarter is him. So we need, in this circumstance, we need two other Adam. The key in the sveka, if it would be true that Rebbe has a sofik, nezel hachal l'chumra, b'hachal l'chumra, you'd have to go l'chumra in both directions. Hech neshneim kayam kaimim. If both are here, azin l'chumra, v'minin al ksav yadon, hem eidin olam meir al ksav yadon, v'minin treyal kol ksav uksav. We need two eidim in each ksav. V'echad demis, chal minayu, v'minin treyman ashuk, shoyed ho'echad al ksav yad ha'meis, you need two people to be made on the Ksav Yad HaMeis. V'achai, you need one to be made on the Ksav Yad HaMeis, and one to be made on the Ksav Yad HaMeis. V'achai, the Rashi, let's hold it here, and the Rashi gets.